clear to photographers, we'll get started. Jim Brady, as you know, is involved with the Korean visit this morning, so I came down to make a couple of announcements and announce any to take any questions you might have. First of all, we have available in the press office, for those who wish it, a announcement by the president on Black History Week, proclaiming a Black History Month, proclaiming February Black History Month. In addition, the background on the Korean visit has been changed to 3 p.m. now, and it will be on background, not for cameras, here in this room. Right? Dick Allen will do it, and there may be others, but Dick Allen will do it. I would like that not to be reported because he may be reported as a senior official or something, depending on the ground rules of that briefing. So, other than that, I'll take your questions. We saw this story in the Washington Post this morning on the Imperial Media. Mr. Meese has resigned from this group. It's my understanding that he has, I don't know the date of it, but I'm sure it was, you know, prior to his taking office here in the White House, maybe earlier than that. He also has, it's my understanding, he has not seen the report, and it's our feeling here in the press office that many reports have come out suggesting how to deal with the media, and we note them all, but on these, I haven't seen anything in there that that we plan to implement right away.
Right away.
That we have planned to implement, period. Well, I don't think either Mr. Meese or the president would agree that that Mr. Meese is running the executive department. Certainly he has a role, and certainly the president has a role, and I think you know which role is superior.
Which?
On the record, the president's role is superior. Oh, yes. Well, absolutely. I don't think we have any problem with that. I haven't heard the president express a viewpoint personally, but I think I can speak on his behalf in that matter.
Larry, what's the...
Well, basically, the 119, I think it was, regulations that were suspended, there were some in that list that were implemented by law that we could not suspend. There were others that were about to go into effect and were in a final 30-day period before they go into effect. And then there were others that were in a 60-day comment period. We have suspended them for 60 days, but that does not mean that all of them will stay suspended for 60 days. Those that the president, you know, feels that should be implemented right away, I'm sure that would be action. It is a period of study for us, and certainly those that are urgent that we feel that should be implemented, we'll certainly move ahead with it. I don't know that. That's one I'll have to check on. I did not check on that this morning. Of the inspectors general, how many of them have requested to stay on? I don't know the answer to that. I think only those that were involved in sensitive investigations were to remain. I don't know whether. I'm certain that could be true. I didn't
report on that.
Sure, I'll check on it and see if we can try to beat that.
There's tonight's speech,
We have talked with the networks to inform them about the speech on Thursday night. I think the time, I've heard 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. The time has not been viewpoint specifically on that. Nor have I heard either man speak publicly on it. I think it's all been press speculation and a few leaks from one place or another. Basically, the decision, the thought of the White House on this is that these matters are under discussion. Budget reviews are continuing. No final decisions have been made with the president. And until you and I both hear it from the president, there will be no specific policy that's firm on these budget cuts.
Larry, are you still on track?
There will be a State of the Union type message. Jim Baker said yesterday on the 18th, and that is the date that has been penciled in, but we're not committed yet to that date. It will be a broad outline type of a speech. It will be followed by specific messages detailing soon. Some could go up that day and others could go on succeeding weeks, but that decision has not been made. We go at the invitation of the congressional leaders, and so I don't know whether we've asked for one.
I know that you have
a question on John. Can I have a question on John? Well, perhaps I can, but I'm not certain on that. It's the outgrowth of the friendship between the United States and Korea. But why he was specifically picked in advance of Sarah, European allies, I can't comment on that. No, I don't think so. I cannot confirm that. As you know, ambassadorial or presidential appointments, resignation. I would let you go to the State Department to see what the specifics are on Ambassador White. But we still offer their resignations, is my understanding, and whether they're accepted or not is a matter that the State Department can address. Is roughly 30 minutes. No, I did not. Jim or I, neither one got in with him this morning. It's still under study. The State Department is working on that, and there's just been no decision about the specifics of it. We are committed to honor anything that in that agreement that we feel complies with international and U.S. law. He's fairly far along. He spent some time this weekend, Saturday afternoon and part of Sunday, on preparation of the speech at Camp David. But it's certainly not finished yet, and I'm sure you'll spend time working on it right up till Thursday.
Yeah.
just go out and do exclusive interviews for the four, five, or six that are in there. We'll have to think about that. I'm sure he's made some, in his own mind, some are obvious. Certain, but we do are committed to have a whole one regularly and a whole one soon. Stands now, it will not be the comprehensive details of the package. I'm sure the president will announce in general outlines the key questions that will make up the economic, the key planks of the platform, you might say, the program. He will announce that in his speech on the 18th, but as far as the details, the specifics, the actual legislative proposals, all that will come later in a series of messages. And that's as it stands now. These things, can change. It could change his mind. But it's a comprehensive program that a 30-minute speech, or maybe even an hour speech, would not lend it itself to the
detail. Is there any time estimate as to how long the February 18th you will try to complete this?
Because one thing I've learned is not set deadlines or schedules. Is that we're in a serious economic situation. It's far serious as now. I'm sorry. Those of you who don't know or haven't been here before, the breaking rules calls for no still pictures, no sound, and no television cameras. So thank you. Any question? I lost my train of thought with the cameras. I'm going to televised addresses. Well, okay, as I was saying, it's a the economy is in a very serious situation. The American people know that because they're feeling their own pocketbooks. However, the president feels that it is appropriate that he go to the American people this week to lay out some broad outlines about what he intends to do, to call on the American people to do their part. And so it's such a comprehensive thing that we plan to do it over a 2-week period. but 2 weeks later would be, you know, much more, here is my program, here is what I want to do. Well, some of the specifics, yes. They make two serve, but at least they make one. Thank you. Set deadlines from here because sometimes things don't meet deadlines and we get criticized for it. But generally, since we've taken office on January 20th, these have been the target dates for the speeches and the program. And we feel like we've got a lot of work to do. There's been a lot of work going on in it since even in the transition. And so we feel like we're on target. Seeing the speech, and you know, I wouldn't want to say as to how much detail will be in that speech. I have not seen it. Schedule at present, and there's not on the schedule yet. I'm sure we'll see, you know, many foreign leaders in the coming weeks, but right now, as far as Middle Eastern leaders, that's not on the schedule. We saw the story this morning, and basically, as I understand it, it was a contractual agreement that the French had, so we've had no reaction. Specifics, yes, but it will not contain the minute details which will come up in supplemental messages to Congress in the coming weeks. But yes, you will see the President's economic program announced on the 18th, and it will contain enough detail, it will contain enough detail so that the American people and the Congress will know what the President wants and desires as far as economic program. Seen a draft of it, and until we get up to it, we won't know how much detail he wants to put into it.
So, how many details you would have in that speech on that particular day? We could have supplemental material to show exactly what the terms are for a lot of these programs and that sort of thing.
Sure, that I'm saying what I want to say, and you're understanding what I'm trying to say. Basically, Thursday night will be an overview. It'll be an appeal to the American people. It will contain some of the things that the
wants to do. On the 18th, there will be more specifics. This will be the economic program that the president announces. And then as far as detail, it will come in the succeeding weeks. As I understand it, it's completely domestic. Are we concerned that we would raise expectations? No, I don't think so. I think the tone of the speech on Thursday night will lay it out in plain terms. What the situation is as far as the economy, and we'll also tell what the president expects of the American people and what he would like the American people to join. Discussions continue, and there are disagreements between the press, between cabinet members, and ultimately the president will decide whether it be done this week. I can't say.
Thank you. press conferencing held in the Oval Office, and he said, I will not take if questions. And since that's an if, I would have to defer it because it's just not something we're going to do. Expressed that we would, I can't remember the specifics, that